Welcome to a new edition of the Neon Jazz Interview Series with Montana-based jazz bassist Bob Bowman and LA-based pianist Josh Nelson. They talked about their creation, the new 2022 CD, Tomorrow Is Not Promised. Initially, they met in Topeka and their relationship started. As Josh says, it was an opportunity that arose almost miraculously for these talented artists to congregate in LA for a moment in time. With varied repertoire, solid musicmanship, and an excellent studio and engineer, they were very grateful and they had a wonderful recording experience that was full of grace, humility, humor, and respect. Bob has a great history in Kansas City. Josh is an old friend of the show as well. Enjoy this story.
I did see a review. I was very pleased to see both of you together. I've interviewed you at separate times respectively. I understand your musicmanship and lore in the world of jazz, so it's so great to see you two combine your powers on this album. Thank you for taking a minute out. I appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I guess the first part of this is, how did you two hook up? How did this begin to get to an album?
You want to take it, Bob?
Okay, I guess. All places was Topeka, Kansas, which is where I was born and my parents were born. They had a, I don't know how many years they had they've always had a jazz series. It started out with a big band, like kind of weekend warrior guys, and there was a couple of good arrangers, and those guys would, they'd play a concert at, you know, every few months at somewhere, and then that evolved into bringing in kind of more name people, and then basically the rhythm section is from Kansas City, and they also started to have a jazz festival, which was over Memorial Day weekend, and so, but it's one of those deals where it's just like a jazz party where there's, I don't know, how many musicians do you think there were, Josh?
Oh, I mean, many.
Yeah,
it's a celebration, yeah.
I mean, do you think it was like 50 or something?
Yeah, maybe somewhere in there.
I know Josh has done some of these. It's always kind of run by some control freak, but well-meaning, you know. But so they kind of play chess with it. Play with all these different people, and you know, sometimes it works and sometimes it's, you know, but usually it's fine, you know. Seems a little, you got to just find common ground and what tunes to play. So, and then the last one, I think it might have been the last one we did, Josh was on it, and I did play with it. Goes on for 3 days, and the third day I finally played with Josh, and I was going, oh yeah, you know, we can actually play. So that was how we met at Topeka.
That's right.
How long after that did the album come up as an idea, and how did that all come together?
You know, that was some years back now.
Yeah.
We first met, I think, as recently as just, a couple years ago, right when the pandemic started, basically, I reached out to Bob. I had been listening to this record that I love by pianist Michel Petrucciani and bassist Ron McClure, and they made a record called Cold Blues, and it was just piano and bass, and I said, gosh, I could really hear, you know, Bob and I doing something like this, some kind of project, and I knew I needed to record with him because he's just so brilliant and such a wonderful guy, and so I called him. I said, man, I think we should do something, and we definitely satisfied the duo element on the record, but then as it would turn out, in July of 2021, all of the band members that are featured on the record happened to be in Los Angeles at the same time. Larry Kuntz, Bob Shepard, and I, of course, all live in L.A., but Steve Houghton and Clay Jenkins and Bob Bowen were, you know, just happened to all be in the area doing gigs or whatnot. So we decided to include them on some of the tracks as well, and just a kind of a fortuitous meeting of the minds. Yeah, and then we got a record out of it, just like that.
Yeah.
What are you hoping the listener gets from this? What's your ultimate goal with those that buy or download?
The thing that strikes me about listening to it is there's a certain warmth to it. Mm. And I've known Josh for probably now 12 years, I'm guessing. Steve Houghton and Clay Jenkins and I are just coming on 50 years, and Shepard, like, maybe 48 or something like that. And then Larry I knew him a long time because I knew him when he was still in high school, when I, because Steve and Clay and I and Bob happened to move to LA about the same time. Of course, I already knew Steve and Clay, and I went out there with the Toshi Kawaki Oshi, was that band, and Steve was on. Steve got me on that band because he was, he had just joined. And then, so we got Bob Shepherd on it. And, but then we ended up being a, it was a real core friendship in L.A. because we kind of worked the L.A. some of the, well, I don't know, we were all from somewhere else, I guess, in Santa Rosa. So we kind of clung together. But I hope that that feeling of the warmth and like just a good vibe comes across. I mean, everybody's such brilliant, amazing players. It's I mean, I listen to the recording and did I really get to play with all these guys?
I echo those sentiments, absolutely, Bob. I mean, I kind of being the quote-unquote newcomer to the group, maybe, you know, having the least experience with everybody, but still feeling really connected individually with everybody on other projects. Larry Kuntz has been on my some of my records. I performed on some things with Bob Shepherd, but the opportunity to do this was very special to me, and but I knew I wanted to help present some new music as well as some familiar standards because I know that's where a lot of us like to live in the music. So, yeah, what Bob said about kind of the warmth and the friendships that he forged and the friendships that are still growing, as long as that comes through to the listener through this selection of songs, I think we're doing our job. Yeah.
I remember we played at the Blue Whale, oh, it's over 2 years ago now.
January 2020.
Yeah, it was like January 31st or something.
That's right.
Right before COVID.
That's right.
I don't know if you heard about that, but it's the first time that Josh and Steven played together, right?
Right, that's
correct. And I remember on the break, you said to me, you said, I feel like I'm a voyeur. Looking into the past,
yeah,
or something like that with Steve,
right?
Because there's such a history.
Yeah, there's the thing that happens in this music, Joe. I'm sure you've heard people either come through the playing or they'll talk about it. That there's this, you know, kind of one foot in the past and one in the present. If there yet a third foot, you'd be looking towards the future. But it's kind of just like this, looking into the past as far as like the cumulative experience that these musicians have amassed in their impressive careers, and it presents itself in this one special moment, and that happened to be, for instance, at the Blue Whale that night. And so I felt like a participant and an observer, and I don't always feel like that on gigs, but this was one that was just extra special to me. And a former LA resident, now Kansas City resident, Matt Otto, a dear friend of ours, he was playing saxophone on the gig. So there was this connection with LA and Kansas City and UNT, and I could just feel the love, and it's a very special evening for me. Yeah,
me too.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me where everybody, the best, most ideal place to pick this up, any gigs that you may have coming up to promote this, anything in the future.
That's where you come in.
Yeah.
Oh, go ahead,
right.
Josh.
Yeah. We just did a couple gigs at kind of one of the best premier LA jazz venues now in Los Angeles. It's called Sam First. It's right by the entrance to LA International Airport, of all places. So there's some jazz over there on the west side. And we did two nights there, April 1st and 2nd. However, of course, that's passed. Right now, we don't really have anything on the books, but we're looking to add some dates, hopefully later this year, maybe in California. We've talked about the Southern California and the Bay Area. Until then, people can purchase a copy of the CD actually on my website, which is joshnelsonmusic.com. That's the only place that the, as of now, I believe that the physical version is available. You can also find it on Bandcamp. There are digital files to be downloaded there. And, of course, if you are a streaming person, Apple and Spotify will deliver the streaming versions of it to you. But there's some beautiful photography that Bob's lovely wife, Yai, put together for this album. And I would suggest getting a copy into your hands so you can just see, not only hear the great music, but also see some beautiful imagery that seems to complement the sentiments of the record.
I've had people tell me that I'd buy the thing just for the cover.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And it's not enhanced at all, if you've seen
no.
it all, Joe. It's just, that was that sky in Montana happened to be, for about 10 minutes, it just went weird and amazing.
That is awesome. It's like a couple of squids dancing.
Yeah.
That's cool. Well, gentlemen, man, it's been so wonderful to catch up with you. I'm looking forward to profiling the album on the show. Good luck as hopefully the world opens up and we move forward.
Yeah.
Hopefully. Thank you so much for taking the time, Joe.
Yeah, it's really nice. You, I saw your message the other day. So your name came up, and I'm like, wow, Joe, okay, cool. So
it's been a while. Yeah, for sure. Gentlemen, thank you. I appreciate it. Good luck with everything.
Thanks for listening and tuning in to another Neon Jazz interview, where we give you a bit of insight into the finest players and minds in Montana, Los Angeles, Kansas City, and spots all over the globe, giving fans all that jazz. Thanks to both Bob and Josh for their time, music, and candor. If you want to hear more interviews, go to Famous Interviews with Joe Domino in the iTunes Store. Visit NeonJazz at YouTube.com. And for everything Neon Jazz, go to TheNeonJazz.blogspot.com. And finally, for everything Joe Domino related, go to JoeDomino.com. And if you want, kick in a few bucks to the Neon Jazz cause. Until next time, enjoy the jazz, my friends.
Neon Jazz.